This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with the fairly fundamental, but perhaps not said out loud often enough idea that money has a price, and that that price is set in most modern economies by central banks. Interest rates, right? The price you got to pay to borrow the money you want. And as we know, the price of money is going up. It's going up here, thank you, Federal Reserve, and also in Europe. The European Central Bank announced this morning it's going to start raising its key interest rate next month, while at the same time, and stop me if you've heard this one before, while at the same time putting an end to its big bond buying program. Again, thank you, Federal Reserve. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on the Inflation is Global desk today.
If you thought inflation was bad here, it's even worse in Europe. Take natural gas, which following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, now costs almost three times as much in Europe as it does in the U.S. Wharton's Philip Nichols says that's a big problem for the European Central Bank.
There's no question their task is more complicated than the Fed's in the United States.
The Europeans are trying to get inflation under control while also trying to wean themselves off of Russian energy, a big driver of higher prices, says Steve Sakala, who teaches economics at Tufts.
The energy situation in Europe right now is tenuous, and I think looking forward to the winter that they're going to have to get through, even more tenuous. They are ultimately facing a supply crunch.
And there's not a whole lot that monetary policymakers can do about low supply.
All central banks can do is manage demand.
Megan Green is chief economist at Kroll.
Central banks can't really do anything about gas prices. They can't really do anything about energy costs.
The fix for inflation may end up causing economic pain of a different kind, says ING's Karsten Brzeski.
I think we're currently running the risk that we will see the ECB hiking interest rates while the Eurozone economy goes into recession.
One that could be made far worse by any further shocks to Europe's energy supplies. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.